So if Allah gave him, Allah has given him with regard to something, with regard to testing him. You know, don't strain your eyes looking at the wealth Allah has given someone to test him with regard to what Allah has given him. Why do you strain your eyes looking at what Allah has given someone? Maybe Allah is testing him. So that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us, as far as worldly matters is concerned, look at those people who have lesser than you, you would thank Allah for what Allah has given you. The moment you start looking at people who have more than you, you will never ever be able to be grateful to Allah. Now, ghibta in religious matters is something that is recommended. And there are many examples of this. With regard to ghibta, many examples. In Musnad Ahmad, there is a hadith that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, on the occasion of Mi'raj, after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam met him and went ahead, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam cried. Someone asked him, why are you crying? He said, this Nabi came after me and his ummah will have greater status and the ummah, his ummah will go more in Jannah than my ummah. So it was ghibta. It was something that he wished that his ummah could also have. There's another example of this that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, we were in the battle of Tabuk, in the expedition of Tabuk. There was a Sahabi by the name of Dhul Bijadain. Not a very well-known Sahabi. Not someone who was very influential amongst the people of. He died in that battlefield. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam personally partook in his burial. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went into the qabr. Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar gave the body to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to put in the qabr. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, I had rashk. I was wishing that I would have been the person who was in this situation. I would have died. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would have put me in the qabr and Abu Bakr and Umar would have take my body and give it to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Look at that, ghibta, not hasad. Not wishing that, why did he die like that? If only I could have been in that position. And sometimes there's also another example, Mansur, the very famous Abbasid Khilafat. He was a king, but look at his envy, subhanallah. Someone made mention of, Mandir asked Mansur, you are the king. Is there any joy or pleasure that you wish that you had? And look at the reply he gave. He replied and he said, there is one thing that I wish I also had. He said, I wish I could have been in a group of scholars, amongst a group of scholars. I would have been sitting on the platform and there would have been a scribe dictating. This is the hadith of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And I would have been the person saying, yes, I know this hadith. I heard it from my ustad. My ustad heard it from his ustad. And then I would have narrated the chain of narrators right to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I wish I had that particular situation. Instead of me being the king, I could have been a muhaddith. I could have been the one who would have said, I know this hadith. And I could have narrated the chain of narrators right up to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now this is ghibta. You wish you also had the same thing. There is nothing wrong with that. Ghibta in good things, not in worldly matters. But the thing that is prohibited is where you wish for the elimination of a favor Allah has given someone. And my dear respected brothers, this is amongst the worst attributes a person can have. It is amongst the attributes, which the lowly attributes, which you have to keep away from. And Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran has asked us to seek Allah's protection from the evil of a jealous person. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. I seek the protection of the Lord of Daybreak. Then Allah Ta'ala makes mention of the certain evils. And among the last evils in the surah, وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ. I seek the protection of Allah from the jealous person when he comes to give vent to his jealousy. Because when a person becomes jealous, then he goes to various degrees to try and harm the person whom his jealousy is directed towards. And this is amongst the attributes Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has warned us. Thus in a hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, Dabba ilaykum da'ul umami qablakum al-hasadu wal-baghdha. The evil attributes of the previous ummats will come upon you. Foremost amongst them would be hasad and baghdha. Jealousy and hatred amongst you. Hasad and baghdha. Prominent, the evil attributes of the people of the past would come to you, and prominent amongst them would be hasad wal baghdha, jealousy and hatred towards one another. Another hadith, la akhafu ala ummati illa thalath. I don't fear for my ummah except three things. And amongst the three things, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, ay yakthuru lahum min ad-dunya fayatahasadun. That great amount of wealth will become prevalent amongst the people and they will be jealous with one another. Now, amongst the harms of jealousy, and Allah Ta'ala has referred to this